I never really did much theory on the nature of the ionosphere. As far as I was concerned, it was a layer somewhere up there. But I had to design a transmitter which would send a pulse up there and use a receiver at the other end to determine how long it took to come back, and then just change the transmitter frequency and the corresponding receiver. And that produced a graph. And towards the end of the time, really the last thing I did was develop the thing that was became known as the Beastie when it came down here.
How did it get the name?
I think mainly because it produced sufficient interference that it blotted out most of the radio communication within the immediate vicinity. When I went out to Stanley and set up a station there, I was most unpopular because it went off most of the time once an hour, but sometimes every 15 minutes, and it took about 5 or 6 minutes, I think, if I remember rightly, to sweep over the whole frequency band. So it came through everybody's local receiver. It was a nasty raspberry sort of noise, and I wasn't popular.
But it was important work for military and domestic.
Yes, I suppose it was, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Now, before, the other thing which is relevant, I think, was that before I went, my boss then, a man named Wilkins, said to me, "We'd rather like to get some measurements from further south. Would you make such inquiries as appropriate as you can as to whether it would be possible to make measurements further south?" And I took that as being authority to have a look. Anyway, when the old wooden Biscoe was coming down, I approached the governor of the Falklands and said, "Look, can I hitch a lift down?" Which he duly agreed to.